met a guy like me. We're turning my playing cards so early. But baby, you made that possible with your game and sexiness. You changed my mind, girl. It's just the way that you are. You are the V above, especially sexy. A girl like you is hard to find.
Yo, help the move, goddammit. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariqa Lead Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in live, family. Ready to chop up some good game as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call in and chop it up with your player partner, Tariq Elite Nasheed. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about on today's show, but what we're going to do, family, we're going to get into that real quick commercial break, family, and I mean it's going to be quick. And when I come back, family, we're going to chop it up right here, live on Tariq Elite Radio, so you don't move a muscle.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up, and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Bay Area, get ready. Cincinnati, get ready. Join Tariq Nasheed from the hit film series, Hidden Colors, on the Age of Empowerment Tour. On the Age of Empowerment Tour. Coming to the Bay Area at the Black Repertory Theater in Berkeley, California on January 30th. And coming to Gallery 7 in Cincinnati, Ohio, February 6th. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's www.tariqlive.com. The Age of Empowerment Tour.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered! What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. Y'all know me. This is Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Ready to chop it up with the family. How y'all doing? Hey, don't forget, I hope you guys did not forget to get my latest lecture. It's called Breaking the Cycle. That's available now at TariqRadio.com. And you guys can subscribe to this show by going to iTunes and going to the podcast section and type in Tariq Radio and just subscribe, and you'll get this show downloaded automatically to your computer, to iTunes, to your iPad, to your iPhone, and if you are a former crackhead, to your iPod, for those who still have one who are on drugs. So don't forget also the Bay Area this weekend. I'm going to be in the Bay. We're going to be making it do what it do. I'm very excited about going to the Bay. The lecture there is actually sold out, but you can still come because they're getting more seating for the people. So even though the lecture is already sold out, you can still come because there will be additional seating. They're bringing in more chairs and they might be bringing in benches or whatever, but you guys can come. Everybody come on down. We'll find a place for you to sit down and chill. It's going to be off the chain in the Bay. And don't forget to join me in Cincinnati. I know it's real cold out there on the East, man, so I got to get ready. I got to see if I can get me some size 15 UGG boots to get on out there and chop it up with the family. You dig? But there's a lot of stuff we got to talk about. Shout out to the brother, the actor, Nate Parker. Nate Parker, he's an actor, very good actor. The brother was in a lot of movies. What was he in? I know he was in the, what was that movie? Chat Room. I'm talking to the chat room right now. The brother was in that Denzel movie, The Great Debaters. He was in that. He's been in a whole bunch of movies. Black actor, young brother. He went out and raised money to get this Nat Turner movie done. He went out and got this Nat Turner movie done. I think he raised $10 million, done it independently, had it done independently. Yeah, he got money from athletes and, you know, he got the money and did the movie. And they premiered it at Sundance this week. And I heard they got a standing ovation and there was a big bidding war and he won a, it was a record payout for the movie. It was like $17 million. I think Fox Searchlight got the rights, the worldwide rights to the movie to distribute it. So that was a record for an independent film at one of these screeners, at film festivals, rather. Now, what's interesting, Netflix offered $20 million. He turned them down, and a lot of folks are not talking about this. They're deliberately leaving this out. But brother, black man Byron Allen matched Netflix. He matched their $20 million offer. But he still went, he took the 17 and went with Fox Searchlight. So, I can't say I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he should have gone with Byron Allen because they should have kept this project 100% black. You understand? In black hands, rather. I kind of wish he would just have kept the project in 100% black hands. The brother was offering you more money. So I don't know what made him made his decision. I can't say hey or yay on it because I don't know what the negotiation process was. The name of the movie is called Birth of a Nation, The Birth of a Nation. And the creator was Nate Parker. I can't think of some of the movies he's been in because he's been in a whole bunch of movies. But, you know, congratulations to the brother. Now, the movie, I heard it got a standing ovation, rave reviews. So if people in the dominant society are liking this movie, I'm suspecting that there's some type of white savior possibly in the movie. There's going to be... I want to see how this turns out. It's a good thing that the Nat Turner story is told, but I don't know. If the dominant society, if they're giving it these many props, Nate might have written in a white savior or a sympathetic white person, which is, you know, I get it. Because what I do understand about the Nat Turner rebellion, a lot of people don't talk about, he spared a lot of poor whites, from what I understand, in the rebellion. There were a lot of poor white people that he did spare in that rebellion when they fought for their freedom, and they were ultimately caught. But again, I would love to see the story. Yes, somebody in the chat room said that Nate Parker was in Red Tails. Yes, he was. So he's been in a lot of black movies. Beyond the Light, that's the movie I was thinking about. Thank you, Red, in the chat room. Beyond the Light, which was a very good movie, by the way. So this just goes to show, family. And again, I kind of wish he would have went to Byron Allen and you know, just kept that thing all the way black with it. Kept the whole project melanoid from top to bottom because I don't want Fox shit. When Fox get done with it, they'll have damn Justin Timberlake playing Nat Turner. You dig? They have a tendency of whitening up African historical figures. But I digress. But you know, family, this is why it's so important for us as melanoid people to raise the capital and get certain things done. This is why it's important. Now, that don't mean every nigga who pops up with something you funded, because you got a lot of niggas scamming out here. You got a lot of little crispies out here who are scamming people and taking money and running. But when you see people who've done things and who have the potential and the track record of doing things, when they get a project going, we go out of our way. We should definitely try to back them. We should definitely back them. So I still support what my brother Nate is doing. That's a great thing. And my man is breaking records, and him breaking records that would not have happened if he had not taken the initiative and get the money himself. See, the thing is, black folks, we got to start coming to the table from a position of power. You dig? We can't go in there with just ideas and all that old shit. We got to come in there from a position of power. We're going to have to start making power moves. We're going to have to start making boss moves. And this is why, you know, Hidden Colors is a great phenomenon, and that's coming. We're working hard on Hidden Colors 4, the sequel, and that's why the Hidden Colors series is so successful, is because we understand that nobody in the dominant society was going to do a film like Hidden Colors for us. You dig? We're going to have to take the initiative and do things on our own. Also, what we're going to have to do, family, this is very important, the social networking thing. We're going to have to start controlling social networking sites. That's why I'm putting together our own Melanoid-owned social networking site, and nothing janky. It's going to be fly. As a matter of fact, probably next week when I get back from doing some of my lectures, I'm going to get an Indiegogo page to get some support from the family, because it's very important that we get that community support. That brings a whole different energy to the game. We're going to have to get our own social networking sites. And I got one that we're working on right now. I'm dealing with some people who build sites, and this is our own thing. This is not like a third party thing where we're getting it hosted from a white owned corporation. This is ours from top to bottom. And places like Facebook and all of these entities, they're getting to the point where they're just censoring black people like crazy right now. There's so many people are telling me that they're getting banned and censored off Facebook. Also, I'm learning that a lot of people are getting censored and banned on Instagram. So I'm not in the complaining business. I'm not going to keep complaining about what these suspected white supremacists are doing. We're going to have to just get our own so that we don't have to worry about being censored. And we talk about it a lot, but it's time to be about it. And we're getting it done now. I promise you, that's getting done. So we can start talking about progressive black issues. We can have the ratchetness and all that. That's fine. We're not trying to censor anybody. One thing I don't want on the new site that we're putting together, I don't want a whole bunch of black folks fighting. That's some shit that we're going to have to steer away from. That's my only thing. Black folks, those fighting videos, that's something that we're not going to really tolerate too much. But if you want to twerk, whatever, clown, whatever, that's fine. You got the right to do that, but there should be balance. And Facebook and all of these other sites, they'll let black folks twerk, fight, coon, act ratchet all day. But the minute we start talking about something progressive and we start talking about something that's empowering, we get banned and we get censored. So now it's time for us to wean ourselves off of that nonsense, man. And also with places like Facebook, you got to understand this. Facebook is snitchbook too. We know that Facebook works with the feds. Facebook owns your photos. Whatever you post on Facebook, they own it. So if you post your baby photos, your children's photos, they own that. They own the rights to the photos. So it's time for us to do our own thing. Because understand this, family, we make these message boards and social networking sites, we make them hot. Black folks make these sites hot and popular. We're the ones using these sites the most and getting all the hits and providing all the content and the entertainment. Just look, take a look at Facebook and Instagram and all that. We use that stuff the most. We use that stuff, Snapchat. But we're making billionaires out of these people in the dominant society. And then the minute we want to talk about something that's going to empower us, they cut that shit right off. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they realize the minute we start talking about empowerment, we're going to wake up and realize we don't need to be on their websites. You understand that? Oh, a lot of people in the chat room saying they don't know you. Oh, you better Google that. A lot of folks don't know that Facebook owns your photos. Google that. They did that recently. They put a quiet little agreement on their website. Google that. They own your photos. When you upload a photo to Facebook, they own that shit. Oh, yeah. And on the new site, you know, we're not going to have that troll thing. We're going to have a staff of people making sure that, you know, a bunch of suspected white supremacists. They're not on there acting a fool. There's not a bunch of coons on there acting a fool. You know, we're gonna make sure that it's comparative and competitive to all the other sites. You know, we're gonna screen and do all that stuff. Like my website, United Players of America. Now, that's a message board. It's hosted by a third party. And, you know, I got some real good brothers moderating that site. And we make sure that there's not too much trolling going on that. But the thing is, with the UPA site, you know, it's hosted by a third party. So a lot of times we get, you know, viruses and hacking and all that old stuff. So if we get our own thing, we're not going to worry about that. Again, it's going to be dedicated to us, controlled by us from top to bottom. And that's going to be coming soon. So we're going to get an Indiegogo page. What we'll try to do, because it's going to cost about $20,000, $30,000 to do this. And, you know, I've already put some of the money up doing this. And when we get the Indiegogo page, we'll probably ask for $10,000, $15,000. So we should be able to get that in a day. Okay? So stay tuned for that. We're getting ready to launch that soon, because we need that now. But I digress. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. What's up? Who's on the phone?
Yeah, this is Young Jay from Cleveland.
Hey, man, what's going on with you, fam?
What's going on, bro?
So what's on your mind?
I just had a quick go ahead. I just wanted to say something real quick. Did you see Michelle Obama call out Barack Obama, said he was a bum?
No, I haven't seen that. When did she do that?
This was like maybe about 3-4 days ago. It came out on Friday. Just Google it up.
Yeah, I'll look that up. I see what that's about. I don't know the context of it, so I can't really speak on it. But I'll check it out, man. Thanks for the call. It was a crazy echo going on with brother's call right there, man. That echo was throwing me off. My goodness. But, man, y'all see what's going on out there in Oregon with the Ammon Bundy and those white supremacist terrorists that's been holed up out there in Oregon for damn near a month, wasting all of our money. All of our tax dollars are going to babysitting these damn white supremacists, these terrorists, because that's all they are. They've been babysitting terrorists for a month. I call them Vanilla ISIS. So they've arrested Ammon Bundy. They shot one of them. One of them got shot, and they still, you know, they're still low-key babysitting them. They're trying to give them an out. They're telling them to leave, and they won't mess with them. I'm like, white supremacy is a bitch. Boy, white supremacy is a motherfucker. Because when black folks stand up to the government, like in 1985 when the MOVE organization in Philly, these black folks stood up to the government, they blew up a whole city block in Philadelphia. In the middle of Philadelphia, not off in the woods somewhere, they blew up a whole city block in Philadelphia. Killing black folks. But they are babysitting these white supremacists out here in the woods right now. And these dudes, these militia terrorists, they're on YouTube doing live videos right now talking about they're gonna kill the government and they're gonna kill the feds. If you come on over here, it's gonna be a bloodbath. They're literally threatening these people, these white supremacist militias, they're threatening government officials on the internet right now. And they're still babysitting them. You dig? So we got to get off this whole thing that white supremacy don't exist. Black folks want to play this game about white supremacy, talking about it don't exist and all that. On my last show on Ustream, there was a sister called up. And y'all go back. I don't want to play the clips of that. But this sister called up talking about how white supremacy, we should stop talking about white supremacy and stop focusing on it. We should focus on other things. And then when I asked her, what should we focus on? She started talking about what families, we need to focus on family and how come the black man ain't in the family and all that. So I had to break it down. Why do you think black men are not in the family? What do you think happened? Why do you think so many women on welfare and in the hood and all that? And she tried to blame black men, but I told her that women in the hood, I mean, it's a matriarchal entity, women being in the hood. That's the hood is women ran. Housing projects, that's run by women. So she tried to come up with every excuse trying to blame brothers for women being in housing projects. Talking about, well, how come brothers couldn't provide this, provide that? And I said, okay, let's break that down. Why don't brothers have the same resources as everybody else? Well, it's because of lack of jobs. Okay, why their lack of jobs? That she was trying to dance around the obvious answer, which was systematic white supremacy. She kept trying to change the subject when I kept bringing it back to systematic white supremacy. And what she was trying to do was make excuses for hood rats. And the reason why she was trying to do that, because that hood rat mentality, you think that's going to keep you on the plantation, but you understand this, Massa is trying to kick you off that plantation now. Master's kicking you off the plantation into the concentration camps. See, understand, after slavery, and I talked about this before, after slavery, after the Civil War, when the plantations were decimated because of the war, many plantations were burned up, burned down, the crops were destroyed. So the white families had to do for themselves and their own family. They couldn't really provide for the Negroes no more. So what happened to black people? Black people would go to these cities where they previously were not welcome. And basically what they did, black people were called contraband around the time of the Civil War. You were called contraband. Contraband is like something like illegal, an illegal weapon or a legal entity, something that you're not supposed to have. And they put black people in contraband camps, which were basically concentration camps. So they put black people in these contraband camps and basically starved you out. That's what concentration camps are really for, to put you in a concentrated area and to limit the resources that you get. And the white supremacists, they understand this. This is why they want land somewhere where there's water, somewhere where you can grow crops and food, somewhere where you're not concentrated and cut off from natural resources. Because they do this to black people all the time. And in these contraband camps, they starved black people. Black people got diseases and died off by the hundreds of thousands right after the Civil War. And this is, nobody talks about this. And when we go for reparations, which ultimately we're going to have to start collectively stepping to the government saying, hey, we really need reparations here. We have so many cases to go by. We can go by slavery. We can go by these contraband concentration camps that black people were forced into. We can go to the black codes. We can go to Jim Crow. We can go to the civil rights violations. We can go to the mass incarceration due to disparaging sentencing based on race. There's so many things that we can go to justify getting compensation for systematic deprivation. But I digress as far as that. But my point is, the hood rat mentality, the day of the hood rat is over. That's the theme of the show. The day of the hood rat is over. The day of coming up with excuses for hood rats, that's over. That whole thing where you think you can get up with white massa, white daddy, and point the finger at black men and blame black men for you being a hood rat. Massa ain't trying to hear that no more. Massa's like, hey, niggers, you can get up off here too and go get your ass over there in that contraband camp. Because right now the white supremacists are going for self. So all that black man bashing while you remain a hood rat, that's not happening no more. The day of the hood rat is over. The day where you thought it was cute to be a hood rat, those days are over. The day when you thought that you could get sympathy for being a hood rat, those days are over. And I'm not, look, when you start talking about hood rats, you got these dusty ass people out here who will try to make hood rats the representatives of black women. They'll say, oh, don't say that about black women. Hood rats do not represent black women. Most black women are not hood rats. Hood rats represent hood rats. Okay? So don't try to play the black woman card when you're talking about a hood rat. Hood rats only care about other hood rats. They could care less about other black women who are non-hood rats. The day of the hood rat is over. There is no more sympathy for hood rats. There's no more pretend sympathy. See, the white supremacists, they could kind of pretend to have sympathy for hood rats just so they can attack black males and get them in jail. They got us in jail now. They got us in an economic deprived situation now, so they don't need the hood rats. They really don't need you. This is why a lot of the sisters are getting killed out here in the streets along with the brothers. This is why we got our sister Sandra Bland and Rakia Boyd and people like that getting killed. Sisters, grandmothers getting beat up by cops. They don't care about the sisters no more. They don't need you no more. And they definitely don't need the hood rats no more. So you got hood rats out here who are getting a little desperate. The hood rats are trying to take a last stand. I see a lot of GoFundMe pages put up by hood rats. Because, see, they got welfare reform. So you can't go in there and just say, hey, I had sex with somebody. I don't know who my baby daddy is. Give me a check. They're stopping all that. And they've done test runs with these EBT cards. You know, they did some test runs with fucking up these EBT cards, seeing how people are going to react. So the thing is, the white supremacists, they're changing the game as you speak, and the hood rats are trying to make a last play, and it's just not working. There's a hateful indifference towards black folks, and now they use hood rats as an excuse to harm black people, because what they do, they blame all of these killings on single motherhood. They blame all of the killings on black people on the way black children are raised, and that's a diss to black women, particularly hood rats. So this whole thing about I'm gonna create a GoFundMe page because I'm a single mother and I'm struggling, because people hit me up with that all the time. I get a lot of people hit me up with GoFundMe pages. Oh, I'm a single mother, I can't pay my rent and my child. No, that ain't working no more. There's no more sympathy from that. There's no more sympathy for that. The day of the hood rat is over. The day of you going out and getting drunk, twerking at the club and getting knocked up, and then going to the county with the pole mouth, with the pitiful woes me talk. Nobody's feeling that no more in white or black society. Because right now it's all about us making the right strategic decisions in order to empower ourselves. And I was looking at a clip. There's a clip. I want to play y'all this clip of one of these chicks from the movie or the TV show Empire. Her name is Taronda Jones. Taronda Jones. Now, this woman, she plays Cookie Lyon's assistant, the hood rat assistant on Empire. Now, she did an interview with Conan O'Brien. And I've been on Conan a few times. Conan is my dude. Conan is cool. But she went on Conan telling one of the most hood ratish stories that I've heard on TV, and I don't know when. Why this woman would get on national TV and tell this story about her mother is beyond me. This was the most boneheaded thing you can do with the climate that we have in this country with black people. I want y'all to listen to this chick. This is Taronda Jones from the TV show Empire on Conan. This was a few months ago, actually. I just saw the clip. But this is her own Conan. Listen to this.
You are the first, I think you're the first Taronda I've met. I don't think I've met another Conan, so it's like I have an unusual name, but how did that, yeah. I just did like that was a very weak high five. That was a Trump high five.
No, you don't, this is not, that's not cool. This right here, power. That's it, that's all you need.
I felt that.
You look a little confused. I don't think you did.
Well, how'd your parents come up with Taronda?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mom. I gotta tell the story. I'm so sorry.
My mother was dating two men at the same time, Tyrone and Ronnie.
Tyrone and Ronnie.
Yes. And all of my siblings' names start with a T. Mm-hmm. And she was a little confused and... You know, so she pimped both of them, like, yeah, we need book bags and this, that. And we got everything we wanted out of them. And... but...
But
because you're named after both. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
right.
Turns
right.
out neither one of them was my father. My dad's name is Derek. Shout out to my mom!
Oh, she's gonna love that story.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay. All right. Let me put my Mac and music back on. Did this fool get her ass on TV talking about her mom was having sex with two men, Tyrone and Ronnie? Didn't know who the baby was. Didn't know who she had the child by. So she was pimping both of them. And let's stop right there for a minute. Your mama wasn't pimping nobody. See, people don't put that on no pimping. People get the word pimping and then they take it and make it something else. Your mom wasn't pimping. Your mom wasn't even really hoeing. Because a hoe got more sense than to do some bonehead shit like that. A hoe knows how to use her mouthpiece. Your mom was on some damn heroin addict shit. That ain't got nothing to do with no pimping and hoeing. Oh, my mom was pimping them both for book bags. Shut the fuck up. People get some use certain terms all out of context. That's why certain terms have such a negative connotation now. My mom was pimping him. Your mom was a fucking heroin addict doing some shit like that. You gotta get knocked up to get a fucking book bag. What kind of ghetto gagger was your mom? And she said, well, yeah, my mom was pimping these two guys and turned out neither one was the dad. My dad's name is Derek. So your mom was just juggling dicks. And they clapping and laughing. The white people in the audience are just eating it up. They're clapping and laughing at something that's very tragic. You being a ghetto hood rat and coming from ghetto hood radishness is entertainment to the dominant society. You don't get on TV and say no stupid shit like that. Well, my name's Tyrone because my mama had Tyrone and Ron. Really? Really? And this is why they're poisoning our water right now. Black folks are literally getting poisoned out here because a shit like that will help justify it. Don't give these white supremacists justification for doing all the things they do to us. Give me a break, family. You don't get on TV and say no shit like that just because your mom was a disgusting gutter rat. That ain't cute. Trying to laugh and make it cute and funny and think it's entertaining to the dominant society that you are a hood rat and you came from hood radishness, that shit ain't cute. It's not funny. And it's detrimental to all of us. That's why we having the Coon Train Awards. The Coon Train Plantation Celebration is coming, family. I promise you that. We got a lot of good stuff coming this year. Now, somebody's saying that it's a skit and all that old shit, but even if it's a skit, I've been on Conan. You can say no. You don't have to say what the fuck they tell you to say. I've been on Conan twice. So you can work out what you're going to say beforehand, but you don't have to say no stupid shit like that. Even if she was saying, if what she was saying was a joke, you're equally stupid. You're double stupid for even making up some shit like that, which I don't think, I think it was probably true. Doesn't matter. You don't get on TV and say no stupid shit like that. My goodness. And this is why the white supremacists, they will promote ratchetness and hood radishness. That's why I like Love and Hip Hop. Like, I'm looking at the new season of Love and Hip Hop, and it's boring at this point. The Love and Hip Hop New York is extremely boring. How much of radishness can you look at? All of it's just hood rat behavior after hood rat behavior. It's not entertaining no more. So if you're doing something over and over again, you're showing the same thing over and over again, it's not really entertaining. What's the point of you showing it? Because the white supremacists, they don't do anything without a rhyme or reason. The reason why they'll project something over and over again to give other people in the dominant society to subjugate and mistreat these people. Because look at them. Look at them. Look at them prance around, can't talk, mispronouncing words, looking stupid, crazy hairstyles, kids all over the place, don't know who the dads are. They're like wild dogs. So So what do we do to wild dogs? What do we do to gutter dogs that run around the neighborhood and fuck all the time? We euthanize them. That's what you do to wild dogs. You euthanize them. So we got to understand the game, family. We got to get a code. And we got to understand when people are giving us enough rope to hang ourselves. The day of the hood rat is over. Hood rat shit is dead. That shit is done. We got to wake up and we got to stop coddling that hood rat shit. We got to stop making excuses for hood rat shit. We got to stop giving leeway to hood ratishness. And we got to get that empowerment mentality going. And if you're going to be around some hood ratishness, at least, or ratchetness, balance your life. At least balance your shit. Because see, other people, when they see all the ratchetness and hood rat behavior, they feel like they can come around us with that. There's a video clip that I put up on Instagram of Waka Flocka. I love Waka Flocka. That's the homie. Waka Flocka, you know, he supported Hidden Colors. Shout out to Waka. Very smart dude. Good brother. Waka was backstage somewhere. This is like a 15-second clip. He was backstage somewhere, and this white girl walked up to him acting all goofy. Hey, Waka! Woo! And she started dancing and acting, just flailing her arms, looking real stupid. And she started trying to twerk on him. Hey, Waka, get it, Waka, get it, Waka. And Waka looked at her, didn't say a word, slowly turned around and walked off and embarrassed the hell out of her. Made her look extremely stupid, as he should. He made her look extremely stupid. Because when the white supremacists get around us, they get to acting stupid and goofy because that's what they think they're supposed to do when they get around us. When they come around black folks, it's stupid and goofy time. When they come around us, now it's slumming playtime. Now it's time to let your hair down and act stupid. Pull out the crack pipe. Pull out the cocaine. Start dancing around and acting like an idiot when you come around us. We're going to have to shut all that shit down. And it starts with the hood rats. Progressive empowerment, empowering melanoid society are going to have to start getting that code of conduct, and we're going to have to start circling our wagons. You dig? Anyway, family, let me get this one call before we get out of here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, man? It's Zeke. How's it going?
Hey, man, where you calling from?
Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. How you doing? What's going on out there, fam?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. Hey, I'm actually interested in advertising on your show, man. I was going to get some, try to get your email, get in touch with you. I recently published a book about,
Whoa. Email me, man. Don't try to do no guerrilla marketing on the show. That's what you're
trying to do. My bad.
All right, man, just email me. You're trying to do some guerrilla marketing. That's not how you do business, man. Email me. You know how to email me, man. Email me so we can get it in so you can advertise on the show correctly, all right? Damn, man. Let's stop playing games here, brother. My man tried to bogart some marketing in.
Get out of here, you damn nigga!
Yeah, I recently wrote a book. He tried to crowbar his shit in there real quick. And that's another thing, family. Let me talk about this for a minute. Family, we got to know how to do business. Black folks, we don't know how to network properly. I'm going to have to do a seminar on networking. We don't know how to network properly. We think just running in a room, crowbarring our information and throwing it out there real fast, that's networking. We think running in a room with a big old banner on our heads, that's networking. We got to know how to network properly. We think calling up to the show and spamming and trying to have a volatile relationship with people to get their attention, we think that that's networking. And that's not what you do. We got to do better than that. Let me see who else is on the phone. Let me get a better call than the last one. What's up? Who's calling?
What up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Jason from Gardena, man.
Jason from Gardena. How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to ask you, have you had a chance to check out that show on Netflix called Making a Murderer?
No, I haven't heard. Check that out. Yo, what's that about?
Ah, man, you got to check that out, bro. I remember how you were saying how, like, the dominant society, they really don't like or want to have nothing to do with kind of like the redneck, you know what I mean, the redneck people in the town.
Yeah, Yeah.
And as far as this is pretty much, it's about a guy in Wisconsin, man, and the whole city, the police department, they really kind of go out of their way to set this guy up and frame him as a murderer, man.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting, man.
And it's a documentary, but it's kind of broken down in 10 episodes, man. Go ahead and check that out.
I'll check that out, most definitely. Thanks for the call, fam. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, man, we gotta learn how to network and market our stuff. See, we just kind of bogart people. We kind of spam people. That's another thing we do. Because people, I get spammed all the time. I get spammed all the time. People, especially on Twitter. And I really wish people start spamming me with their music tracks. I get spammed all the time. People will hit me up on Twitter over and over again. Give me 20 links of their music and all this old stuff. If you got to do that, your shit ain't hot. You know, people hit me up with their shit all the time. You know, sometimes, again, y'all remember when I used to do my, on my Ustream show, people would try to come in the room and spam, and I would actually play their shit on the air. Some of that shit was garbage. So we got to be careful about spam. And there's a dude, I'm going to give this dude a shout out. This dude hit me up on Twitter. His name is Machu Upstairs. He sent me a track a few hours ago on Twitter. He wanted me to play his song. He's like, hey, Tariq, can you play my instrumental on your show? This is his track. I haven't heard this yet. Let me play it. I'm going to play some of these people's stuff live. Machu Upstairs. This is an example of what I get. I haven't even heard this yet. I'm playing your shit. Okay, he wanted me to play this on the show, so I'm playing it. Okay. Alright, I'm playing your stuff, bruh. His name is Machu Upstairs. Okay. This sounds like a bootleg Dr. Dre track. I ain't trying to shit on you, brother. Okay, the beat is cool, though. It sounds like a gospel hip-hop track. I pray to the Lord every day to wake up. I pray to the Lord, but I don't give a fuck. Then I go to church, ask Jesus Christ to give me my love. My Lord, give me my life. I pray to the altar, I bow my head. And if you don't praise the Lord, you'll wind up dead. Because I give it up to the Lord for what it's worth. I'm giving up the praise till I'm dead in the dirt. That's what it sounds like, a gospel rap. Alright, but this is this dude. I'm gonna play his song for the remainder of the show, alright? It sounds like some Kurt Franklin. But shout out to the dude. But like I said, family, the topic of the day was the day of the hood rat is over. It's time for empowerment, man. But anyway, look, go to TariqRadio.com. Get the new lecture called Breaking the Cycle. Go to TariqLive.com. Get tickets to join me in the Bay Area this weekend, and join me in Cincinnati on February 6th. Go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear. Get all that stuff. And when you get it, give praise. Give praise to the Lord for giving you clothes. Give praise to the Lord for shoes on your toes. You wake up in the morning, you pray to God. You look up in the sky and you see what's odd. All the chemtrails that's killing our folks. And the Lord is gonna give you, it's not a joke. And then you go to the altar, you go to the pastor. You don't want babies, you don't want to be bastards. You wanna go to the house and give your blessing. You wanna go to the house and get some ketchup for your fries. All right, y'all. I'm out of here, man. Y'all be good. I'm going to holler at you Sunday on Ustream.